Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Democratic primary voters chose Sarah Hannan as their nominee to replace Representative Sam Keto III. That means Hannan will go head-to-head with independent Chris Diamond in the November 6th general election for House District 33. Hannan defeated political newcomer Steve Handy and Haynesboro Assemblymember Tom Morfitt. The district encompasses downtown Juneau, Douglas, Haynes, Skagway, and Gustavus. Strolling to the polls yesterday to vote for herself, Hannan said that she felt confident that she would be nominated.
I think from the outset I had a very serious plan to do a ground game and to just really engage with people on issues. I think voters respect that when people want to talk and engage. And one of the other skills as a teacher that you develop is the ability to listen to people and hear their concerns.
Hannan raised more than $34,000 for her campaign, but her opponent for the general election has an even bigger war chest. Chris Diamond has raised over $62,000. Longtime school board member Andy Story secured the Democratic nomination to run for the state House seat representing the Mendenhall Valley. Story received three times as many votes as independent candidate Rob Edwardson. Edwardson was endorsed by outgoing Representative Justin Parrish when he announced he would not run for re-election in District 34. Story thanked Edwardson for running a positive campaign and the many volunteers who joined her in going door-to-door and getting the word out about her campaign.
I can remember some of the people who volunteered in my campaign actually held signs at my first school board running, which was 15 years ago, so I think that was probably a big difference.
Story will face Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis in the general election. Nankervis ran unopposed in the Republican primary for House District 34. And the Democratic primary for U.S. House, independent candidate Elise Galvin soundly defeated Dimitri Shane. With most of the vote counted, it was about 2-1 in Galvin's favor. That means Galvin will be on the ballot in November to challenge Congressman Don Young. Young breezed to victory with 70% of the vote in the Republican primary with only nominal opposition. And former State Senator Mike Dunleavy of Wasilla won the primary yesterday to be the Republican nominee for governor. He defeated six other candidates, including former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell. With 95% of precincts reporting, Dunleavy had 62% of the vote, while Treadwell had 32%. Mark Begich is unopposed to be the Democratic nominee, and Billy Towen also faced no opposition to be the Libertarian candidate. Independent Governor Bill Walker decided against running in a primary. Instead, he filed to appear on November's general election ballot. Weather forecast calls for showers continuing today and rain by Friday. High today should be about 60 to 65 degrees. Low tonight should be about 50 degrees.